sheep night. New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. Let's recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim together. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. You're watching Nasheed Night and this is the program in which we do hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We recite na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, praise of our Rabb Azza wa Jal and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also mention and recite manaqib, praises of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Be with us from beginning till end, inshallah, you will not only be soothing your hearts with the beautiful voices of these brothers who will recite these hamd, naat, and manaqib, but at the same time, you will be understanding the meaning in English language because we try to explain that for our viewers who better understand English language. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen because today I've got two beautiful guests. One is Brother Hafiz Hamza Attari with me and Sayyid Asif Bapu with me, inshallah. They will be reciting naats for us, manaqib for us, inshallah, hamd for us. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, let's begin this program, Nasheed Night, with hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الله 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله الله والله الله 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 والله الله الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا معبود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله الله والله الله والله الله والله الله يا الله
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
بلبل طوطي پروانا ہر ایک اس کا دیوانا بلبل طوطی پروانا ہر ایک اس کا دیوانا کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون
چکور کا جانا نا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا
مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 یا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, you are listening now, the hamd of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respect the views of Madani Sharif, indeed, each and everything is glorifying Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. These birds, when they speak, they sing, they praise Rabb Azza wa Jal. They remember the remembrance of our Lord Azza wa Jal. Each and everything, whatever you see in this creation, which has been created by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is not negligent, not ghafil from the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But sadly, this insan is ghafil, is negligent from the dhikr of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And this is what the poet was trying to explain. Bulbul tuti parwana, har ik uska diwana. This is each and every, all these birds, right? They praise, they mention the praise of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And we as insan, human beings, we should also remember our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. 5 daily prayers are one of the ways to remember our Lord Azza wa Jal. We should not become negligent, ghafil, from the remembrance of our Lord Azza wa Jal, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We'll include one naat, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our program. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو کانٹا میرے جگر سے زبیرو ممکن نہیں خیر بسر تو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بھی چھا تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو
بیوٹیفل کلام فعال حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمان، پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو، جبریل پر بچھائیں تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو. Let me cross the bridge of Sirat so swiftly, so quietly. Even the pathway remains unaware that someone has crossed. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And if Jibreel were to spread his wings beneath me, even the wings of Jibreel remain unaware that someone has crossed. Ya Rasulullah, wouldn't cross bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. This way, through your help. And then it is mentioned, Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame روزگار کا، یوں کھینچ لیجئے کہ جگر کو خبر نہ ہو. May the throne of my sorrows is removed from my heart in a way that so gently that even my heart does not remain unaware that something is being taken out. And then he says, فریاد امتی جو کرے حال زار میں ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بطر کو خبر نہ ہو. When a follower, someone from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cries out in utter distress, it is impossible that the best of mankind, khair-e-bashar, remains unaware. It's not possible. Allahu Akbar. And then further, it is mentioned, فرماتے ہیں یہ دونوں ہیں سردار دو جہاں فرماتے ہیں یہ دونوں ہیں سردار دو جہاں ہیں مرتضی عتیق و عمر کو خبر نہ ہو. He is referring to a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam informed Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushah karramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem regarding Shaykhain Kareemain, regarding Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an and Sayyid Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that these both are the leaders of paradise, but let not them be aware of this fact. Allahu Akbar. And that's how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned the excellence of Shaykhain Kareemain, to whom, to Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushah karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And then a beautiful couplet of Allah Hazrat says, aisa ghumane unki vila mein khuda hame dunda kare par apni khabar ko khabar na ho. Right? O Allah, immerse us so completely in the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that even if we search for ourselves, for our conscience does not remain unaware of the fact for its own self. Allahu Akbar. The next level of love, devotion, okay, you get lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that you do not know about your own conscience. Your consciousness doesn't know where you are. That's the level of love is required by Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, subhanallah. And respected viewers of Madani Sharif, we also want such love. And finally, in the final couplet, where he uses his pen name, he says, unke siwa raza koi hami nahi jahan, unke siwa raza koi hami nahi jahan, guzra kare pisar pe pidar ko khabar na ho. Raza has no part in this world besides him. No one is there to help on the day of judgment beside Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right. When even guzra kare pisar pe pidar ko khabar na ho, even the son will be infected, he will be helpless, he would want help, but the father will not be there to help him. He will not know what's going on to his son. In that severe situation, when mother, when father, they will not look after their own children, one personality will do the intercession. One personality will help and assist. And that will be the dhat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Unke siwa raza koi hami nahi jahan. On the day of judgment, there is only one personality who will assist, who will help. And that is the Zat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what Allah says in another couplet, in another kalam, he says, aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, kal na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maan gaya. Tomorrow everybody will know the Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, his power, his excellence, right? That he'll be able to assist and help. But today is required. Today is needed that we understand the shan, maqam, rank, status, station of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because tomorrow everyone, whether they believe today or not, they will become aware that there is only one personality that each and everyone is heading towards. Kahenge aur nabi idhabu ila ghairi, mere habib ke lab par ana laha hoga. Every other nabi will say, right, idhabu ila ghairi, and one personality will say, ana laha, I'm there, and that will be the zat of Mustafa Kareem. That will be the being of your and my beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are fortunate that we are in the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who possesses such power, who has the access in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, you're watching Nasheed Night. We are listening Nasheeds and its explanation. Keep watching. Let's include another kalam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے
فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم خلعتِ زربنِ پشتاروں کے خلعتِ زربنِ پشتاروں کے زردے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے
میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں
میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں میرے عیسیٰ تیرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں تور پہ تور ہے بیماروں کے تور پہ تور ہے بیماروں کے تور پہ تور ہے بیماروں کے
میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر
میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر میرے آقا کا وہ
میرے
آقا کا وہ
در ہے جس پر
میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر
میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں دربے بہا دیے ہیں اور یوں کھو گئے سرکار کے الطاف و کرم میں یہ بھی تو نہیں ہوش کہ کیا مانگ رہے ہیں سرکار کا صدقہ میرے سرکار کا صدقہ محتاج و غنی شاہ و گدا مانگ رہے
میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر ماتھے گس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے
بہرے تسلیم علی میدان میں بہرے تسلیم علی میدان میں بہرے تسلیم علی
میدان میں
بہرے تسلیم علی
میدان میں
سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے ایسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا
کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا کیسے آقاؤں کا
کیسے
آقاؤں کا
کیسے
آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا بولنے والے میری سرکاروں کے بولنے والے میری
سرداروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے
ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ انہیں دے بیوٹیفل کلام ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے The tiny particles that fall from your blessed sandals, Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they become the crowning glory upon the heads of these planets, meaning they become stars, Allahu Akbar. So he is referring these small particles which touch, which kiss the blessed sandals of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is referring them the stars of the planets, Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of the takhayyul, thought of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. And then further he writes, میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر ماتھے گھس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے This is the doorway of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that even the greatest of chiefs, right, the leaders, they come and beg from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. اللہ اکبر. اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں. ایون دی کراؤن ہیڈڈ ونز دے آلسو کم اینڈ بیگ فرام دی کورٹ آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. اینڈ مجرمو چشمے تبسم رکھو, مجرمو چشمے تبسم رکھو, پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے. اور سینرز کیپ یور آئیز فکسڈ اپون his smiling glance. Subhanallah. Why? Because even burning embers are transformed into flowers. Subhanallah. When those, they're crying, when they look at the beautiful smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, right? Then they forget their sorrows, they forget their worries, they forget their issues, right? And they start smiling even. This is the beautiful smile of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then my Islamic brothers, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned sidqo adlo karamo himmat mein, sidqo adlo karamo himmat mein, in truthfulness, justice, generosity and courage. Char su shohre hain un charon ke, the fame of these four has spread in every direction. Who are they? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar. In sidq, in truthfulness, he is famous. And then in adl, in justice, A'dalul Ashab, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he is famous. And then in karam, right, Allahu Akbar. In generosity, who is famous? Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, who is known as Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. And in himmat, in courage, in bravery, who is known the line of Allah, Mawla Ali Mishkil Kusha, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. They have got different attributes, but these are the distinctions. They are famous for these attributes. Char su shohre hain in charon ke, across the world, across the globe, in every direction, they are famous for these attributes. Who are they? The Khulafai Rashidun. And then subhanallah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he mentions about these blessed personalities, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about these great personalities. After praising them, he says, kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza, kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza, bol bale meri sarkaron ke raza, what magnificent master I have the honor to serve. Alhamdulillah, right, subhanallah, ever exalted is the glory of my noble lords. This is the beauty of this beautiful kalam of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. That's how he praises these great personalities, especially Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night and you're listening kalams, beautiful and naats, nasheeds. Let's include another kalam in our program, Nasheed Night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وسوے لال زار پھرتے جو تیرے دریں
در بدر یوں ہی خار پھرتے ہیں در بدر در بدر در بدر یوں ہی خار پھرتے ہیں در بدر یوں ہی خار پھرتے ہیں اس گلی کا مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں ہاں مانگتے مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں منگتے خالی ہاتھ نہ لوٹے کتنی ملی خیرات نہ پوچھو منگتے خالی ہاتھ نہ لوٹے کتنی ملی خیرات نہ پوچھو ان کا کرم پھر ان کا کرم ہے ان کا کرم پھر ان کا کرم ہے ان کے کرم کی بات نہ پوچھو مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں ہاں مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا ہوا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دو ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو پوچھا گئے کون دیتا ہے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو پوچھا گئے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں تاجدار پھر
کریم سے گئے قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں دربے بہا دیے ہیں
مانگتے تاجدار پھر دے مانگتے تاجدار پھر دے مانگتے تاجدار پھر دے
بھول کیا دیکھو کھویا کھو میں بھول کیا دیکھو میری آنکھوں دستے تبا کے خار پھرتے ہیں دستے تبا کے خار پھرتے ہیں ہاں دستے تبا کے خار پھرتے ہیں
کوئی کیوں کتنے ہزار پھرتے ہیں وہ سوئے لال زار پھرتے ہیں وہ سوئے لال زار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں پھرتے ہیں
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, beautiful kalam, beautifully recited. Respect viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night, and it is a kalam which is accepted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are certain kalams which are maqbool in the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is one of them. Right? And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote when he wanted to do the ziyarat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. He wanted to behold Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he wrote this kalam, that he got the sharaf to behold Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have the vision of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. And he says, Wo suwe lala zar phirte hain. Wo suwe lala zar phirte hain. Tere din ay bahar phirte hain. Allahu Akbar. Respect, because normally what happens when Bahar, spring comes, right? So what happens? The garden has its days. It enjoys, it blossoms, the flowers, they start blooming, right? And that is the time when spring comes. The days of the garden, they are changed. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying, as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has entered the garden, Allahu Akbar, the days of gardens, they have changed. Rather, the days of spring have changed because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere din hai bahar phirte hain. Right? The spring which changes the days of garden, Allah is saying, O spring, your days have changed because Rasulullah has entered into the garden. Allahu Akbar kabira. And then he says, Jo tere dar se yaar phirte hain, dar badar yun hi khar phirte hain. Allahu Akbar. Whoever turns away from your blessed doorstep, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wander from place to place, right? Allahu Akbar. Then they don't find peace, they don't have salvation. Allahu Akbar kabira. Hai Khalilullah ko hajat Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. Even Khalilullah is in need of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Who are we? Where do we stand? And then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that har charaghe mazar par qudsi kaise parwana var phirte hain, around every lamp at his blessed resting place, right? The angels circle like moths drawn to a flame, kaise parwana var phirte hain. And us gali ka gada hu main jisme mangte tajdar phirte hain. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is feeling proud of being the beggar of that street in which the crowned ones, those they have crowns on their heads, kings, they come as beggars and they ask from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, I'm the beggar of that street. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, Jaan hai, jaan kya nazar aaye? Jaan hai, jaan kya nazar aaye? Kyun adu gird-e-ghar phirte hain? And subhanallah, he refers that to the account when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was with Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Yar-e-ghar was with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. An enemy was searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And at that moment, right, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, these enemies, those they are going around in circles around the ghar, how can they find Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it possible that the soul is also seen? Wo to jaan hai, he is the soul of this universe. How can you see the soul? Allahu Akbar. Jaan hai, jaan kya nazar aaye? Soul is not seen from these naked eyes. Kyun adu gird-e-ghar phirte hain? Why this enemy is going in circles around the cave? Subhanallah. This is the takhayyul of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he says, Phool kya dekhu meri aankhon mein dashte taiba ki khar phirte hain? Why should I admire flowers when my eyes are filled with the thorns of the blessed land of Taiba? Subhanallah. Madinatul Nabi. And finally, laakhon qudsi hain kaam e khidmat par, laakhon girde mazar phirte hain. 70,000 subah hain, 70,000 shaam, yu bandagi e zulfurukh aathon pahar ki hai, jo ek baar aaye dobara na aayega, rukhsat hi bargah se bas is qadar ki hai. Respect viewers, 70,000 angels, they come to pay salutations in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the morning, 70,000. In the evening, shifts are changing. One angel who comes once in the court of Mustafa doesn't get the chance to come again in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason being, there are many angels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are queued up. They want to come and present themselves in the court of Mustafa. And if even everyone gets chance, right, again and again, many would be deprived of coming in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, since 1400 years they have been passed, the apparent departure of Mustafa from this mortal world, right? And 70,000 they are coming in the morning, 70,000 in the evening. I leave mathematics to you. You can calculate. Maybe your calculator will not be able to count the number of angels. So far they have come in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have presented themselves. Allahu Akbar. And until the day of judgment, how many will more come? Allahu Ghani. मासूमों को तो उम्र में बस एक बार बारासी पड़े रहे तो सला उम्र भर की है. These angels who are masoom, infallible, they only have chance to come once in the court of Mustafa, whereas sinners like us, we can go again and again, again and again. This is the mercy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam upon the ummatis, upon us sinners like us. May Allah call us again and again and again and again. You're watching Nasheed Night. And this is Muharram al-Haram. And let's pay tribute in the court of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala. Man qamat inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mera badishah Hussain hai. Mera badishah Hussain hai. Mera Hussain hai. Mera badishah Hussain hai. Mera badishah Hussain hai. Mera badishah Hussain hai. Ye baat kis qadar hansi, ye baat kis qadar hansi, ye baat kis qadar hansi, jo keh gaye Moinuddin ki pana Hussain hai. Mera Hussain hai, deen ki pana Hussain hai. Kare jo koi hum sari, kisi ki kya majal hai, jawan mein har lihaz se Hussain pe misal hai. Ye ho chuka hai faisla, ye ho chuka hai faisla, ye ho chuka hai faisla. Na koi dusra Hasan hai, na koi dusra Hussain hai. Mera Hussain hai, na koi dusra Hussain hai. Mera Hussain hai, na koi dusra Hussain hai. Duaon mein, nidaon mein, jo waasita isse banayega, bhavisht ki jo raahon ka jo raasta isse banayega. Na waaste mein tod hai, na waaste mein tod hai, na raaste mein mod hai. Aisi seedhi raah Hussain hai, mera Hussain hai. Aisi seedhi raah Hussain hai, mera Hussain hai. Mera badshah Hussain hai. Aur qaza ke baad phir mujhe nayi hayat mil gayi, azaab se itaab se mujhe nijaat mil gayi. Sawal jab kiya gaya, sawal jab kiya gaya, hai kaun tera peshwa, to maine
کہہ دیا حسین ہے میرا حسین ہے میں نے کہہ دیا حسین ہے میرا حسین ہے میرا بادشاہ حسین ہے میرا حسین ہے میرا بادشاہ حسین ہے یہ بات کس قدر حسین یہ بات کس قدر حسین یہ بات کس قدر حسین جو کہہ گئے معین الدین کی پناہ حسین ہے میرا حسین ہے میرا بادشاہ حسین ہے.
سبحان اللہ, this Mehfil is to that level that we want to keep on listening to these beautiful kalams. Time is very short. Perspective views of Madani Channel. In this manqabat, we were listening the praise of Imam Ali Muqam, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and who is the symbol of courage, who is the symbol of bravery, who is the symbol of sabr, who is the symbol of sidq, who is symbol of safa, who is symbol of truthfulness, who is symbol of rizā of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who led from the front, who showed that these are Ahlul Bayt. They lead from the front. They would like to give their life, their family's life, for the sake of deen, whenever deen would demand. And when deen needed protection, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and protected this deen, this Islam. He watered the tree of Islam with his own blood. And this tree, which is flourished and very big, and across the globe, alhamdulillah, you find Muslims, it is the sacrifice of Imam. Because qatle Hussain asl mein mar gaye Yazid hai, Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. We've got a few minutes, let's listen another kalam from Sayyid Zada, mashallah, hamare bapu, and from the Aal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah he will praise the family of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim.
باغ جنت کے ہیں بہرے مدحا خانے اہل بیت, باغ جنت کے ہیں بہرے مدحا خانے اہل بیت, تم کو مجدہ نار کا دشمنان اہل بیت, ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان, ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان, آیا تطہیر سے ظاہر ہے شان شان اہل بیت, کس زبان سے ہو بیان عز و شان اہل بیت, کس زبان سے ہو بیان عز و شان اہل بیت, مدح گوئے مصطفیٰ ہے مدح خانے اہل بیت, مدح گوئے مصطفیٰ ہے مدح خانے اہل بیت, ان کے گھر میں بے اجازت جبرائیل آتے نہیں, ان کے گھر میں قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت, قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت, اے شباب فصل گل یہ چل گئی کیسی ہوا, ارے کٹ رہا ہے لہلاتا بوستانے اہل بیت,
رہا ہے لہلاتا بوستانِ اہلِ بیت فاطمہ کے لاڈلے کا آخری دیدار ہے فاطمہ کے لاڈلے کا آخری دیدار ہے حشر کا ہنگامہ برپا ہے میانِ اہلِ بیت حشر کا ہنگامہ برپا ہے میانِ اہلِ بیت وقت رخصت کہہ رہا ہے خاک میں ملتا سہاگ لو سلام آخری ہے بیوگانِ اہلِ بیت کوئی کیوں پوچھے کسی کو کیا غرض ہے بے کسی آج کیسا ہے مریضِ نیم جانِ اہلِ بیت
کس شکی کی ہے حکومت ہائے کیا اندھیر ہے کس شکی کی
نار کا اے دشمنان اہل بیت
باغ جنت یہ ہیں بہر مدح خان اہل بیت تم کو مشدہ نار کا اے دشمنان اہل بیت شہنشاہ سخن مولانا حسن برادر آف اعلی حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن سبحان اللہ ہی رائٹس واٹ اے بیوٹیفل وے the manqabat of Ahlul Bayt. He writes that Baagh Jannat ke, the gardens of paradise are for whom? For those they do the madha of Ahlul Bayt. They praise Ahlul Bayt. For them are the gardens of paradise. And what about those they have got animosity, enmity for Ahlul Bayt? Tumko mujda naar ka ho. For you is the warning of Jahannam, hellfire. For whom those they have got hatred for Ahlul Bayt. And then he says, Kis zabaan se ho bayaan, izzo shane ahle bayt, madha goye Mustafa hai, madha khane ahle bayt. Which tongue can actually truly mention the madha praise of Ahlul Bayt? Why? Because madha goye Mustafa hai. The one who has praised Mustafa has praised Ahlul Bayt. Who has praised Mustafa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has praised Mustafa. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has praised Ahlul Bayt, how can any tongue truly praise these grace? The excellence of Ahlul Bayt. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has praised them. Innama yuridu Allahu liyudhhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahlal bayti wa yutahhirakum tathira. Subhanallah. Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان. Their purity has been mentioned by رب تعالی عز و جل himself. مدہ گوئے مصطفیٰ ہے مدہ خان اہل بیت. آیا اے تطہیر سے ظاہر ہے شان اہل بیت. And this verse which I just recited, this is known as آیا اے تطہیر. This is enough for the shan, station, rank of Ahlul Bayt, the household of Mustafa. And unke ghar mein be ijazat Jibrail aate nahi, qadr wale jaante hain qadro shane ahle bayt. Who is Jibreel? Not a normal angel. Who is the chief of all angels? Right? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Muqarrab in the bargah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he knows the etiquettes and manners to enter the household of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without permission, in whose house Jibreel Amin does not enter. What would be the honor and status of that household? Ahlul Bayt. Subhanallah. Only those they are the true lovers of Ahlul Bayt, and they recognize what is the shan, what is the maqam, they know what is the honor and grace of Ahlul Bayt. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. This time is up. To be honest with you, we could carry on. Beautiful mahfil, mashallah, it is. But definitely, it's the time to go now. But definitely, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, hearts delight, no shining bright.